Chase Michelle, 1025, 1063, The Game, Michelle Knezovic, Junie Riddle in for Chase McCabe. We're scheduled to be joined by Ross Tucker soon, just former offensive lineman in the league and also works right now for Westwood One as an NFL analyst, you know, discussing the offensive linemen in this draft class. I know we have a lot of takes on our text line after that call from Adam on the tight end position, on who he wants to be drafted in the first round.
Can I just say this? I think the draft needs to come and go for Adam's mental health. I think he's tired. I think he's tired of it. But, you know, regardless, you know, Adam has his opinions. He has some good ones. He has some bad ones. It was a great call. It was a good call, Adam. I appreciate a contrary belief to the Darnell Washington take.
I do too, and the text line does not agree with him, but that's okay. We are here for everybody's opinion as we get just a day closer to the NFL draft, which proves the point that we just really need to have the draft already happen, and we need to be, it needs to be Friday morning right now so we can actually discuss which players that they have drafted. But offensive line is an interesting position, and could the Tennessee Titans get a high caliber offensive lineman at 11th overall? Right now, we'll go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ross Tucker from Westwood One, an NFL analyst. Ross, how are you doing this morning, and how excited are you that the draft is finally tomorrow?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, and I'm beyond excited. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year for so many reasons. I mean, first of all, I love college football, and ever since I was little, even before I was playing, I love the draft. I love seeing the highlights. Mm-hmm. Of the best college players. And then obviously I love the NFL, and there's just, you know, it's funny because I live outside of Philly and I'll be working the draft for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I almost get more people talking to me about the draft than the season. I mean, everywhere I go, who are the Eagles going to take, Ross? I wish I had $5 for any time anybody asked me that. Plus, unlike, you know, playing football, all my buddies, my family, they all think they could draft the right guy.
Like, oh,
they
yeah.
all think they could make the right pick. It's hilarious.
Oh, Ross, I think you have a great point, because in sports talk radio, you know, everybody knows the correct pick. Everybody knows what the teams are going to do. But, I mean, looking at this draft class this year and the quarterbacks specifically, I think are very polarizing. We've seen everything from, you know, Will Levis, people believe he's going to go one overall. People believe he's going to drop to late in the first round. How do you view some of the quarterback prospects in this draft?
Well, I love Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. I think he's clearly the best guy. I mean, listen, I've never seen the guy have a bad game. I mean, first of all, you guys follow recruiting and college football pretty closely down there. You know how good you have to be to get a full ride to Alabama at 5'10", a buck 70?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you kidding me? And then to go there and play that well, I never saw him have a bad game. Even when the Vols beat him this year, what was the score, like 48, 45?
Yeah, he balled.
Yeah, he still played awesome in that game. So I love him. I think what's interesting about some of these other guys is, like, I'll give you Will Levis, for example, which, by the way, last I heard, Will Levis is going number one, number two, and number four, which is incredible for one guy in one draft. I never see anything like it. But I compared Levis to Kmart. You know, my dad's like a sales guy, and he told me Kmart went out of business because they were kind of in the middle. Like, if you wanted the lowest price, you went to Walmart. If you wanted something in that vein but maybe a little bit nicer, you went to Target or Target or whatever,
Target.
Right? Target, you know, people. But, like, what's funny about Levis is, like, to me, if you're looking for the most polished passer out of the guys other than Bryce Young, it's C.J. Stroud. Like, if you're looking for a guy that's good, ready to go, good, you would go with Stroud, not Levis. If you're looking for, like, the guy with the high upside, right, the guy that has the big arm and is fast, well, that's Anthony Richardson from Tennessee and from Florida. So it's like, to me, why would you draft Levis? Like, you know, no matter what category you're more interested in, there's somebody that fits that category more. Levis is kind of like stuck in the middle.
We've got Ross Tucker on from Westwood One, NFL analyst. Ross, you know, sticking on the quarterback topic right now, a lot of people view, like you said, Will Levis number one, C.J. Stroud up there, Bryce Young, all of these guys, Anthony Richardson as well. You know, when you look at the Houston Texans, and the chatter has been that they don't necessarily like C.J. Stroud, and after his S2 test came out last week saying that he scored an 18, how much do you weigh that into evaluating a quarterback? This S2 testing has been, you know, a new form of analytics that people can use to evaluate quarterbacks. Do you take much stock into that, or do you focus more on, okay, well, we saw him ball out on the field the last game of the season, and we're going to look at what he did on the field versus a test score?
You know what? I've never heard of the S2 test until recently, which is wild. I mean, I need to know more about it. I know that Brock Purdy did well with it, which is great, and that's why he gets a lot of praise, and people are saying, well, that's why he's good, and that's fine. But I don't know. I need to know how big the sample size is before I put as much stock, or before I know how much stock these people are putting into it.
We're talking to Ross Tucker from Westwood One, an NFL analyst. Ross, there was a rumor that kind of got started this past Saturday, and I know that you're doing the draft coverage with the Eagles. Akbar Baha Biamilia said that he heard that the Eagles were trying to trade for Derrick Henry. Now, a lot of people have come out and said that they haven't heard anything serious about this, but as somebody that covers the Philadelphia Eagles, have you heard anything about these rumors?
Well, I know Akbar, and I saw the report from Akbar, and I guess he and Derrick Henry share an agent. I just don't see that at all. First of all, if something like that were to happen, it wouldn't come from Akbar. It would come from, like, Schefter or Ian Rappaport or whatever. And then secondly, the Eagles are just not going to allocate that much money to the running back position. That goes against their philosophy. There's no way they would do that. So that would be shocking to me. I mean, the only way they would do that is if the Titans ate a bunch of his salary. But if that's the case, why would you eat a bunch of his salary? If you're the why would you trade him? Why would you eat a bunch of his salary and trade him if you're the Titans? You wouldn't. So that would stun me.
No, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that, and I think that that's kind of been the consistency around here in Nashville. Now, you said the draft is one of your favorite parts of the year, and that you're really into college football. There's always this one guy that gets picked in the first round that nobody saw coming. For you, what prospect is going to get picked in the first round that nobody is mocking to go in the first?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, it's funny because I might be the wrong person to ask about that, because I've looked at so many mock drafts, I feel like I've seen 50 guys, you know, going in different first rounds. So I don't know that anybody I would give you would be, you know, all that stunning, you know, that would really surprise you. I think that's what's so interesting about this draft in particular, right, is that there's, I don't know, only 15 guys that are considered, like, really good, mm-hmm. you know, first-round pick types. So I guess what's interesting to me is, like, you're going to have guys go in the first round, and a lot of them that other years might not be first-round picks. I don't know if these guys would excite you. Matthew Bergeron, offensive lineman from Syracuse. I mean, I guess it wouldn't surprise you if either one of the Tennessee receivers, mm-hmm. Cedric Tillman or Jalin Hyatt, went in the first round. I don't think they will, but that would be a little bit surprising to some people.
Ross Tucker on with us from Westwood One. Quickly for you, Ross, you played the guard and center position in the NFL for about 7 years. Looking at this draft and a couple of the offensive linemen, who are your top three guys to look out for in this draft class?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite guy is Peter Skoronski, mm-hmm. From Northwestern. Just love him as a player. And what's interesting is I think he could play tackle in the NFL and play tackle well, but I also think he could be like an all-pro guard. And that versatility is really enticing to some teams, to be able to grab him and put him at one of those spots. So big fan of Skoronski. And to some extent, I think you could say the same thing about Paris Johnson, the offensive lineman from Ohio State, who played right guard a couple years ago. Then he goes out and he goes to left tackle. His passion for Ohio State was fantastic. So those are the two guys. Look, they're at the top of the board, obviously. So a lot of people really like them. If you're looking for a little bit later down the line, I like John Michael Schmitz, the center from Minnesota. He was just awesome at the Senior Bowl.
Ross Tucker, just one day away from the NFL draft. Thanks for taking some time to come on this morning. As I said, he's an NFL analyst for Westwood One and specifically covers the Philadelphia Eagles. Ross, thanks so much for hopping on this morning.
Appreciate it, Ross.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. And before I forget, we're 2 weeks away from Mother's Day.
Yes.
Make sure everybody listening, go to myfrontpagestory.com. They'll write the most unbelievable story. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, of your mom or your wife. Nobody knows what to get their wife, who has their, you know, the mother of their kids. Myfrontpagestory.com. Trust me, she will cry. You will win.
Myfrontpagestory.com.
Googling it right now.
Everybody remember your mothers out there. They're the best. Ross, thanks so much.
Absolutely. See you guys.
See ya. Have a good one. That was Ross Tucker from Westwood One, NFL analyst. Right now, quickly, before we head into our final segment of the show today, we're going to give a four-pack of tickets to the Monster Energy AMA Supercross Championship at Nissan Stadium this Saturday. Be the third caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. On the other side, mayonnaise in our coffee. Chase Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.